We're going to talk some wrestling here on KATE, the head coach of our Tigers, and of course, the activities director at Albert Lea High School, Paul Durbin, joins us. And Paulie, a good afternoon.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, I know it's a very busy day at the high school because this is like day one after a long winter break, correct?
Yeah, first day with kids back in the building and a lot of energy here at Albert Lea High School. And so it's... You know, schools can be kind of a quiet, depressing place without the kids. It's nice to have them back, and it's always good just to shake the rust off after holiday break. So,
absolutely. Now, Paul, let's talk about your wrestling team. And you guys got a couple of home matchups coming up the next two Fridays that we want to invite fans out to check out the wrestling events. We'll talk about that coming up. Your team is coming off a trip up to Fargo, the Rumble on the Red. And is this a traditional trip? Does Albert Lea participate in this pretty much every year?
Yeah, ever since I've been here in Albert Lea, so over the last 10, 11 years, as far as I can remember, we've been going to Fargo for the Rumble on the Red. I think a few years before I got here, so maybe since 2010 or so, I think is when the tournament started, we've been bringing a group up there. And it's a fun trip as a wrestling team because we bring both the JV and the varsity team. It's just the whole, the whole group goes together, kind of a family deal, and a little team bonding and some really good wrestling. So.
Paul Durbin with us here on KATE. And let's talk. We had two wrestlers that placed up there. And I want to start with Michael Olson at 106. We named him our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. We had Michael on the air earlier this week, and for a sophomore, such a well-spoken young man. It was great to talk to him. Talk about what Michael Olson means to this program, because again, to go to the Rumble and win the event when you have 60 plus teams participating, Paul, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Michael's got a lot of talent. And beyond that, he's just a great kid. He's always making good choices. He represents our program well. He's the kid that's staying late for workouts, getting extra practice in. He's going to help our youth program after practice is done. You just can't say enough about him. I mean, he's going out and getting extra workouts in, at different, I think he trains down in Iowa at Seabolt Wrestling Academy. And so he's doing everything he can to put himself in those positions. And, you know, if there's a kid that deserves a title at those types of tournaments, it's Michael.
Now, Paul, I don't know if you have the list in front of you, but do you remember offhand who are some of the other top, I guess, finishes for Albert Lea at the Rumble?
Yeah. I'd have to go back here. Let me just kind of put me on the spot. But
no, man, Garrett, I usually do
Garrett
that.
Garrett Wongsmith, he was a real strong wrestler for Albert Lea. 2012, I think, was a champion. Tristan Westerland, who was a collegiate All-American, was a Rumble champion. Garrett Aldrich, who collegiate All-American, took second in the national tournament last year for St. Cloud State. He was a champion there at Rumble. He was a three-time state champ for Albert Lea as well. Zach Glazier, we all know Zach from recent years and his success, and he's down wrestling for University of Iowa. And then Michael. So I think there's been five champs, and I apologize if I missed anybody, but you're shooting from the hip here.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, some pretty big wrestling names that come out of Albert Lea that has all won that tournament. And there's a lot of really good wrestlers from Albert Lea that haven't been able to win that tournament. So, like you said, 65 schools up there and a tough field. So,
now, besides Michael Olson, there is one more Tiger that was on the podium, correct?
Yeah, Cameron Davis, one of our senior captains. He's, that tournament, the run he put on to get to where he did was one of the more impressive runs I've seen as a coach. He lost in the preliminary round, which is like a pigtail round of your bracket. And with that big of a bracket to wrestle all the way back to the third place placing match, pretty impressive. He wrestled, I think, three state place winners on his way to get there and defeated, including a state champion from North Dakota that he beat in his tournament. So really strong tournament from Cameron. And when you just look at the box score, you don't realize it, but a couple of the two matches he lost were really tight matches. And he could have just as well been in that championship bout, you know, like Michael was. And so Cameron had a great tournament. You know, what's really good for him as a senior, his leadership to be able to come back like that and not hang his head after a loss and just battle back. And those young guys in our team is really young. They look up to that and they see how to do it. And hopefully that'll make an impact for years to come.
Again, we're talking Auburn Lee Wrestling with head coach Paul Durbin here on KETE. And Paul, let's talk about what's coming up the next two Fridays. Tomorrow night is in Albert Lee. The following Friday is going to be held in Alden. Now, Alden Conger, they are part of Albert Lee area schools when it comes to wrestling. Tell us about the teams that are going to be in Albert Lee tomorrow and then again in Alden a week from tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've gotten a lot, and just to kind of backtrack a little, we've done a lot of individual style wrestling. We've gone to these bigger formatted tournaments. They're more just to get as many matches in and tough matches as you can get. Kind of put our kids through the ringer. So we went down to Iowa City and wrestled in what's called the Dan Gable Donnybrook. It was a big tournament. We went up to the Christmas tournament in Rochester and then up to Fargo. And now in the next 2-week stretch, we got, I think, 16 duels we'll get in the next 9 days. So our kids, cues the school bells there.
No problem.
In the background. But those 16 matches are going to be some really tough teams. And our kids are so excited. You can just hear the energy in their voice when they talk about having a home opportunity here on Friday with, I think, Rochester Century and New Richland coming to town. So hopefully we can get a full gym there here in Albert Lee. And then next week on Friday, we've got Mankato West in Austin, and we're going out to Alden. It's the first time, from my knowledge, since we've co-opted with Alden and Glenville, that we're going to have a duel off-site here. So out in Alden, and it's a little bit smaller gym, and it'll create, I think, a really cool atmosphere. And hopefully the community of Alden and surrounding areas will really appreciate that too. And, you know, we've had a lot of good talent come out of Alden, and hopefully we see some of that history and some support there from those families as well. So.
Now, Paul, before I let you go, just real quick, for those that are going out to the girls' basketball game tonight, they're at home, the mask mandate is still in effect at Albert Lee High School. Is that correct?
Yeah. You know, we're very hopeful that in the next, you know, couple weeks that things kind of simmer down and we can start going in the other direction. I think District 241 is just using caution. And, you know, we saw a real big spike with this new wave of the virus. And so we're kind of holding off. But the goal is to kind of dial back when we can. But for now, like you said, we're sticking to the mask requirements for spectators and for anybody that's not actively participating in the event. You know, obviously, like our wrestlers and basketball players will take them off while they're competing. But otherwise, masks will be required. And, you know, it hasn't stopped anybody yet. We had a pretty packed gym on Tuesday night for the Austin doubleheader. That was really fun to see. And you know, when you think about it, it's about the kids, and it's nice to have the support in the gym. So,
Paul Durbin again, head coach, Albert Lee wrestling team, and of course, activities director at Albert Lee High School. Paul, thank you so much for the time. We'll try to do this on a weekly or biweekly basis. I know you're a busy guy. I'm going to let you go, but again, thank you so much for the time.
Absolutely, Aaron. If I can't make it, we'll get one of our assistants on. So it's much appreciated.